parties. She spends a ton of time in Hardin. It's actually where Kaycera is getting ready to start her senior year of high school. But anyway, it's been several hours since Yolanda even heard from Kaycera. She hasn't answered any texts or calls, and that's unusual. Especially the texting part, because Yolanda and Kaycera are back and forth all the time. But Yolanda knows where Kaycera was planning to be and who she's with, so she's not in a full panic or anything. I mean, Kaycera is 18 years old, she's with friends, and so her grandmother is probably thinking she just got caught up and isn't paying attention to her phone. But the next day comes, and there's still no word from Kaycera. I mean, it's one thing to decide to stay a little later, even to stay overnight with friends, but Kaycera and her mom, Geraldine, had plans to meet up, and Kaycera just never showed up.
So, even though her grandmother is her legal guardian, her mom is still in her life, I guess?
Yes, it seems that way. And actually, one of the things that really struck me about this case was just how many close guardian-type figures Kaycera had in her life. Not just parents and grandparents, but aunts and uncles, family friends, so many people who all considered Kaycera pretty much one of their own. Luella Bryan and Rusty LaFrance wrote in a piece for the Bighorn County News that in the Crow culture, maternal aunts act as mothers, and Kaycera had several aunts who helped raise her, in addition to the many, many more who cared about her and loved her and looked out for her. And one of those people is Kaycera's aunt, Priscilla, who, according to Pipestem and Nagel Law Firm's website, calls the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office to report Kaycera missing that day on August 25th. Or at least she tries to report her missing.
Let me guess. They made her wait.
You bet they did.
I mean, what are we talking here? Like 24 hours, 12 hours, 48?
So it's not clear how long they were told to wait, just that they told her that there was a mandatory waiting period before they could officially file a report.
Ashley, I am, one, so tired of hearing about this in general.
Yeah.
But you said this happened in 2019. That's not that long ago. Like,
yeah.
And you even hear law enforcement say, like, you know, time is the enemy when it comes to missing people.
We have a show, right? The First 48.
Exactly. Like, it's a thing. It's a thing. Like, I don't understand this at all. And the only thing I can think of, at least in this case, is did they act like this because, you know, Kaycera's 18, she's legally an adult?
No, I don't think we can even argue that they viewed her as an adult, or at least they shouldn't have by their own standards, because in Montana, anyone under 21 is considered a child, and that means that they can't wait even 2 days.
Right.
According to the state legislature's website, law enforcement is required to get the missing person's information into their system within 2 hours of getting a call. And now, not to give law enforcement any kind of a pass here, but what they would probably argue if we asked them is that Kaycera did have a history of running away, at least according to comments Kaycera's aunt made in the Billings Gazette. And she hadn't just run away before. The family had actually reported her missing before, too.
Okay, so there's no way that that couldn't have impacted the way police treated Kaycera's disappearance. Like, I remember back, and this is a throwback, in the Misty Copsy episode, that her mom had reported a misunderstanding. She came home, but the missing persons report was never canceled, and it got messy when Misty actually went missing.
Yeah, and I don't know the situation of, like, you know, is that what happened here? Did she still have an open file, or were they just like, this has happened before, she'll probably come back this time? I don't know. And I don't know what happens over the next couple of days. It's actually pretty hard to pin down. But I do know that the family emails pictures of Kaycera to police. Apart from that, there's no public record of what, if anything, happens from an investigative standpoint.
I mean, probably like calling friends, classmates, doing a driving sweep around the area where she was last seen. I would imagine like tracking down the people that she was hanging out with that night. I mean, basic things.
It depends on who you're talking about, because honestly, I'm not sure that police were doing any of that stuff, or anything else for that matter. I couldn't find any record of anything happening from the police side. There's no public announcements, no media coverage, nothing. And in fact, the family says there was never even a missing persons report filed for Kaycera, period.
Wait, so an 18-year-old girl goes missing, and there's just no one out looking for her?